Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. When you go to the top of the page, you will see right up on the top there, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe there. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of that page as well. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's get to this because I got a lot to show you today in a very short amount of time, and it's the quickest, it's the fastest hour on national radio. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you're the first time listener or viewer on Rumble, do remember that this is a radio show where we're broadcasting into 157 cities, and with that also 53 countries. So during the breaks, they're GCN sponsors. They will come on three or four times throughout the show, and we come right back. We're also on social media platforms where it goes on. Interrupted. I've been taking it through, as a matter of fact, after hour, just to make sure that the points are made before the end of the broadcast. So just hang tight with us, kind of process through with us a couple times, and you'll get the layout of the show. I want to show this to you really quick because you guys have all seen this. This is thepeoplesvoice.com, actually thepeoplesvoice.tv, and then it goes on. But it's highlighting the fact that the FCC commissioner is blowing the whistle and saying that Biden's plan. I am so tired of the ignorance that people take on and parrot. I really, honestly, truly am. FCC commissioner blows whistle. This is what bothers me. Biden's plan to mandate Bill Gates' digital ID for participation in society. Let me just make clear. It is not Joe Biden's plan. He is to enforce and uphold the law. Nothing more, nothing less. When people say, well, you know, it's his administration and he can now do what he wants to do, and then when someone else is in office, well, it's their administration and they can do what they want to do. No, they cannot, because you didn't delegate that authority for them to do so. So to suggest that Biden has a plan to mandate Bill Gates' digital ID for participation in society, folks, that is an act of treason every step of the way. When you begin to aid and abet the enemy who means to trodden down or transgress the laws that they're supposed to uphold, and they act accordingly on the behalf of special interest groups, that's the definition of treason. I just want to make clear, Americans, I know you've been dummied down. I know that you've listened to the revisionists. I know that you've been paying too much attention to that garbage called TV, that cesspool of indoctrination. I know that you also have deceived yourselves into believing that you're Christians when you're not at all. Because if you were, you would have come out from among them a long time ago. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14, go to the end of the chapter. James 4, 4, read the whole chapter. Read Romans 12:2-2 as well when you get a moment as well, friends, okay? But FCC commissioner blowing the whistle saying Biden has a plan to mandate Bill Gates his ID for participation in a society. We already seen this happen in New York where they said they wanted to give the keys of the city away to anybody that basically obeys the dictates of the state. Well, guess what, friends? Our rights didn't come from the state. Our rights come from God. And guess what? Those that represent we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So if they do these things, it's because you're allowing them to do it again. Taking responsibility, friends. But I want to show you this because it's going another step, and we know Gates. This lunatic, this madman, and that is the best definition for this guy. He is a madman. He must be reined in and held accountable for his crimes against humanity, friends. But also those that are accomplices and those that are his subordinates in committing the crimes on his behalf, they must be reeled in and they must be held accountable for their crimes. I want you to see this really quick because they are pushing that ball forward and it needs to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is when the American people put a stop to it.
The idea had been by central banks to introduce this, as we said, central bank digital currency. But have you ever seen an article or a video or, you know, whatever description of what it actually looks like? I mean, with central bank paper money, we know what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Bank digital currency, we know, and you know, we've used it ourselves, we know what it looks like. But what does central bank digital currency look like? You see? So they never talk about that because
they're already creating
the looks of it.
Yeah.
Because it apparently looks, and several central banks apparently, as I heard from my sources, have
they're already creating cashless banks here, folks. You do realize this, right? So it is. They are incrementally pushing this forward.
That's only an intermediate step. And the final stage is, you know, it's small, and it's the size of a grain of rice. Now, why is that?
And that grain of rice is your entire wallet, or?
Yes, it's your digital ID,
Your
wallet, can be your passport, your key. Now, of course, what we found with our debit cards or credit cards is they've already now moved to the system, you know, RFID chips, technology where you just wave the thing.
Yeah.
Contactless.
Yes.
That is sort of the you know, conditioning us in this direction. That in the future you'll just wave your hand because you've got the microchip implant under your skin. Mm. And because, you know, and each step there's a rational reason. You know, it's easier just to wave this, isn't it? It's much faster because we always have to wait in the queues as everyone types in their numbers and all that. So just wave it's quicker. But the next rationalization would be, well, but you can lose your card, somebody can steal your card.
It's always crime. Hey, folks, crime is always the excuse for more government control. But if people put two and two together, you're going to understand it's the government that's not enforcing the law. They're actually promoting injustice. And the way they do that is they're soft on crime. And what they say is, well, look at all the crime out there. Really, what they're doing is testifying against themselves for not enforcing the laws that are already in place. So pay attention to that, folks. A better way of saying this is, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. It's really that simple. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also read Revelation 13:17. 13:17 of Revelation. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting the fact that, I personally have seen this now, they are creating cashless banks, and they're doing this incrementally. At the very offset of the whole plandemic, the crisis that was created over the last 3 years, I think we all know what it's about now, the pill and the jam. Everybody can see what it is. Out of the chaos they created, what did they want? They wanted more control. And that's exactly what they have done, friends. They create the crisis, then they play the problem solvers. And it was the Bushes that said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? And that's exactly right. Who's creating the chaos? Those that want the new order. And that's exactly what's transpiring. And that's what's emerging at the banks today, is the fact that it's turning into a cashless society. This all started 3 years ago. You could feel it in the air. Something was going on with the banks. No question about it. Well, this guy's right here to tell us exactly what's happening. The FCC commissioner blowing the whistle and telling us that the current criminal administration wants to mandate Gates' digital ID. Folks, how many crimes has Gates been responsible for? How many scandals has he been busted for? And again, we all know who the bad guys are, so we can't complain about what we tolerate. Then I just showed you the former WEF global leader for tomorrow's turned whistleblower, economics professor Richard Werner, explains how they want to make a chip, and we've heard of this for years as well, but they are slowly and incrementally pushing it into play through crisis, right? Order out of chaos. Remember that crisis. So all these crises that are created, friends, keep in mind the direction that they're pulling these. Never let a good crisis go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel, dead fish Rahm Emanuel, a little fairy under that of Barack Obama out of Chicago, the former mayor there. So we can see what's being pushed into play here, and we got to understand that the Lord told us this 2,000 years ago. And when you read Revelation 13:17, what does it say? That no man might buy or sell save he that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so we see the Lord telling us this and giving us fair warning concerning in his fourth telling through the Holy Spirit, through his apostle John, as to what is coming up. And in this country, I want everybody to understand, you don't sit there as Christians in any country, now that I'm saying it, you don't sit back in any country and just throw your hands up in the air and say, come get me, Lord. I mean, the very battle that he's bid you to fight, he's gonna rapture you from responsibility? Absolutely not. Read John 17:15 when you get a moment. What did Jesus say? He said, Lord, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that you just keep them from the evil one. And then we got these false prophets prophesying about now is the time, and look at all the signs are there. Yep, we can see them all. But I've been hearing about this for 25 years of being in the church, friends. And I've also noticed the church, the American church, the church of the children of the apostate, doing absolutely nothing in response to what the bad guys are doing. And yet that's the whole purpose of the church and government. Government is a reflection of the church. And that entity called government was established by the Lord. We've proven this 1.5 million times. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, Jude 3. If you want to call in, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The inconvenient law that exposes them for who they are. You know, sometimes you don't even really have to say anything. They'll just do it to themselves. I know that you guys have all seen this. And this was George W. Bush. This is recently, and I tried to get to this some time ago, and I never had the time to because I had other content in the way. But I want you to check this out because this is George Bush, Jr. This is the guy that pushed the American people to accuse Iraqi, an innocent nation, of the crimes of September 11th, only to find out after September 11th and Bush's regime made over, what, $34 billion through Cheney and Halliburton concerning the regime. And again, if you want to check that out, you can talk to General Wesley Clark about it, who had said that we would have had no military presence there whatsoever had they not had oil, natural resource, he called them. But interestingly enough, if George Bush, man, just give this guy enough time, just keep him talking, because sooner or later he's gonna tell you exactly who he is. And matter of fact, let me just go ahead and highlight that really quick. This is a video that we played some time ago, and let me kind of highlight a couple more after this, but check this out.
Pause to mark the fifth anniversary.
Listen carefully. September 11th.
9/11 attacks. The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States.
Listen carefully.
For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people.
Listen to what he says next.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
How did they know that? Prince, how did they know that? I mean, this is the same guy. I mean, they blurt the truth out in their confusion, but this is the same guy that had said and led Americans to war against an innocent people. Oh, and if you say, Bradley, but you just don't understand, Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and he had weapons of mass destruction. I'm not saying he was a good guy, but what I am telling you is Rumsfeld was all buddy-buddy and propping him up along with the help of the CIA. So what are you talking about? And furthermore, what's interesting is after that country was completely decimated, to the bushes in the leading of the bushes. It was interesting after that took place. We showed the video several times where Bush admitted that there was no WMDs. And, of course, the American people, they just follow in pursuit and they just say, oh, you know, he can make a mistake, really. If that mistake was made against you, would you just let it go? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Folks, all these people, all these plants, and that's exactly what they're. They're controlled opposition. What do? They get into office. They sell themselves to the people as being something that they are clearly not, right? And how many times did Jesus say over and over throughout Scripture, many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. They'll claim to be Christians, but you're to judge them by their fruit. Matthew 16 through 20, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. See, everybody just takes their favorite politician for face value rather than cross-checking them. Here, let me show you this one. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama came into office? And before he came into office, he came out of nowhere, by the way, literally. And interestingly enough, he won the Senate over that of our friend out in Tennessee. And it was interesting how he was just magically placed in Senate for 142 days, and then he became the President of the United States of America. Again, out of nowhere. Absolutely out of nowhere. And then what did he tell the people? You know what? We want change. We want to go back to our original documents. He told the people what they wanted to hear. He called himself a Christian. That was it. And then the 86% of the people said, you know what? We need to get behind this guy. And 5 minutes before he becomes the said president of corporate America, 1871, isn't it interesting that it was recorded that he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America? And for 8 years, he attacked the American people. 1,168 times he transgressed that Constitution, and the American people let him do it. But I want to show you what he told the people as to how he was a Christian, and I want to show you how he blurts the truth out in his confusion once again. So much so that one of the useful idiots had to pick up behind him and correct his statement. Check this out.
Totally right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that is not my Christian faith.
See what I'm saying, folks? Just give them enough time.
John McCain has
given enough rope, and they do it every single time.
My Muslim faith, and you're absolutely.
He just told you he was a Muslim, and then we see all these useful idiots in the mainstream media trying to go and justify the fact that he's a Christian and not a Muslim, in spite of what he said. The useful idiots know more than him. I mean, they know more than all of us, right? I mean, look at their narrative; it's already set. And the American people just got to fall right in line with it, regardless if they were there and they were eyewitness to the crime or whatever the happening that might have been during that particular time. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really, truly is. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you some more videos. Eric, I see you up there in New York. I'll get you on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's Cyber Monday. Time to look for those online sales, and Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for $80. But beware of scams and do your research. a young Israeli-American child among the hostages being reunited with family members after being released on the third day of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The body of an 11-year-old girl missing after a landslide in Alaska has been found, increasing the death toll there to 4. The body of Kara Heller was found on Saturday after a scent detection canine indicated an area of debris that was then searched. Senator Michael Bennet believes there's broad support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine, but does say that support likely isn't there in the House. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Eric calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Yeah, that's Central New York, not New York City, by the way, or downstate or the metro area.
Okay, gotcha.
Everybody always just hears, you know, New York, whatever. Yeah, no, I did 90 days in the gulag there in D.C. I guess we're the only one to walk out of that shit show. Yeah, the poop show, the I don't know what to call it. What's the good, yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I had a judge was, threatening to deport me. I think you mentioned the, United States, Corporate Inc., so I was actually going to start pursuing he was very obsessed about me being a quote-unquote U.S. citizen. All I did was ask, what definition are we looking at? Because there's a few, you know, in their codes and statutes. They didn't want to answer it, of course, but then he tried to deport me.
Oh, so. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deport you for obeying the Constitution, huh?
Well, my constitution is my biology and the laws of nature and nature's God. The constitution is for those people. They're the ones that bound by it with their so-called oaths that none of them are taking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for them.
What do you mean that's for them? I mean, that's what the forefathers established. I don't mean to get off topic here, but I'm just curious to know what you mean.
Yeah, no. I mean, my constitution is, you know, biology, the laws of nature and nature's God. Under us, you know, a son is born and the government shall rest upon his shoulders.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
So,
okay.
You know,
gotcha. Yeah, and if they're not going to enforce the laws that the Lord has bestowed upon us through common law, then right. This is what you're dealing with, is what you're saying.
Right. Well, they broke it. You know, I view the Constitution as nothing but a trust. A commercial trust that's supposed to be binding the behavior and actions
yes.
of these public servants, and they are public servants. But you yep. know, the vast majority of Americans go, the government.
Yeah, right.
So they're basically all these people, the judges, the cops, the sheriff, whatever you want to, you know, take your pick. These people, from my view, are just, they're one step above a literal slave. They're the servants. They, you know, they volunteered to go into government, so-called.
Yeah.
Okay? They were supposed to take the oath, so they're literally one step above a slave.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, and I think you're kind of striking a chord with me, Eric. And I want to propose this question to you, if you don't mind. So again, let's just, and if this embarrasses people, if this shames people, that's okay. If it reforms you, it brings about godly repentance. Amen. I'm cool with that. That's what my heart would be to bring you to. And I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. But let me say this. So when you're talking about 329.5 million people tolerating the crimes of a very, very small portion of people that use the media to browbeat the 329.5 million people into submission, what does that reflect? Does that not reflect 329.5 million weaklings allowing a bunch of corrupt politicians working hand in glove with the corrupt media, trying to create in our minds that they're much bigger than what they really are? And how dare the people stand down and tolerate this? I mean, when I look at this, I'm ashamed for what the American people have tolerated, all the while knowing, and I said it during the first segment, Eric, everybody knows who the bad guys are, but what everybody's accustomed to, and they've been dummied down to believe, is that somehow or another, they're supposed to go ahead and let them do re-engage on another date to assail them on another time for another agenda that they mean to push on us. That's how we're enslaved. I mean, wouldn't it make sense, Eric, for the American people to stand up and say no more of this and hold that small, small portion of corrupt individuals accountable for the crimes that they have committed against us?
I agree. I think you sort of maybe diminished the extent of it. You know, to me, the problem isn't just, you know, District of Criminals, D.C., or, you know, Albany, you know, my state capital and whatnot. It actually comes down to your local municipality, whether it's city or town or village or whatever, because they're all, you know, every time you get that speeding ticket, every time you go into, quote-unquote, family court, every time you go into all these different courts, criminal court, it's all... Listen, those are technical terms. If you're going into a court, it's an administrative process. What they're doing is they're raiding the trust account from that birth certificate that the decedent is saved.
I'm hearing a lot of this, Eric. Eric, I'm not laughing at you, dude. I'm laughing at it because this is one of those reoccurring things that keeps coming back to my ears here. So that's what I'm laughing about. But I'm seeing people are getting very wise to what you're talking about right now. And I guess without diminishing much more of it, I think more than anything, my objective is to quit dealing with the branches on the tree. And this has always been me, is to take that axe and lay it to the root of the tree. That is my objective when it comes to crime. And I believe that if the American people take responsibility in dealing with the corrupt, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And when you're talking, Eric, about all of this unconstitutional policy, this garbage that they've created through this corporation back in 1871, it really, again, falls to the people because everything they've established is constitutionally null and void.
Right. There's only probably, I mean, go look at your state constitution. I don't care where you are. There's probably only a few of the, you know, within the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, which pretty much mirrors the federal one. I don't care what you look at, what state you're in, you're gonna see, you know, the federal in your state. So it's the exact mirror. But what was that point? I kind of went off in the weeds there.
No, that's okay. that's okay.
No, you know, I want to appeal to something. Back to that date of birth. Listen, I know you've got a lot of, you're foundationally a Christian audience there. I really, really want to appeal to your listeners to cease and desist celebrating that birth date. Listen, okay? You're by celebrating that birthday, forget about the contract side where you're messing up and they're just looking at you as an infant and all that according to their code, but you're sacrificing your godly origin. Okay, you began at fertilization, not a damn D-O-B, date of birth. No, you began at fertilization, and don't stop using that term conception as well. It's fertilization. It's the Big Bang. You look at a video, when the sperm hits the ovum, it's literally a Big Bang. It's the spark of life.
Okay.
That is science.
Okay, but here, for the sake of time, we are live radio, Eric, right now, and I wanted to go back to the point that you wanted to make, because I have something teed up for you right now. Nancy okay. Pelosi's daughter, Alexandria Pelosi, just came out. I just received this. This is brand new. And she's you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where she said it's not an insurrection and she's back in the, in the bill. That's old.
Yep, she's talking about basically how it was a plan that was unveiled. And the government pushed it on the people until they believed it. And here we are again, regardless of all the information that's been given to the American people on video, they're still allowing those individuals that were those luckless souls, as I like to say, that were there on January 6th, that were exercising their First Amendment rights. 950 of them were arrested. 350 of them been incarcerated. And now you just told me that you were one of those guys that had to serve 90 days just for being there. Is that true?
Yes, indeed, yes. I kind of messed up. It's part of my fault because I was doing, when they arrested me in May of 21, I was released right away and they pulled this Zoom court nonsense with me.
Okay.
If you look at the media, I was one of these crazy sovereign citizen language, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't get an attorney because I don't want them verb tense to attorney my property. You know, that's what an attorney does. They attorney you.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
You got to look up the words. You know, the actions speak louder than words. We all should know that. I think it's in scripture and in a number of places as well.
Well, listen, Eric, I totally appreciate your phone call. I'm not cutting you off prematurely. I'm just sharing what I can and just going line upon line. I just highlighted on social media platforms, at least video without sound, Alexandria Pelosi talking about the guilt of the governments. And here again, even with film, them telling on themselves, how dare the American people sit back and tolerate this nonsense. Folks, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what is happening. I'm just embarrassed for what you call the wolves. I mean, seriously, these are wolves? No, they're deceptive little lying devilish minions. John 8:44 is exactly what they are. Let me give you one more point because I know, and I want to just kind of coincide in parallel with what Eric just said from New York. There's a lot of this Q nonsense still going on. And I think a lot of it's just they're planning this stuff to kind of keep the people divided, so on and so forth. But you guys all do understand that Q within itself, you know, trust the plan. It was back in the Bolsheviks came up with something called Operation Trust, and it was a counterintelligent operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at what? Neutralizing opposition to the Soviet communists. So what they want to do is they want you to believe there's the QAnon that's out there telling you all this information that you need to know, and don't worry about anything, just trust the plan. You do realize, friends, while they're kicking the can down the road, what they're doing is they're incrementally taking over your country. That's what this is all about. The communists did this, friends. Q is designed to keep those on the right, as they call them, the patriots, preoccupied, bewitched, and stupefied in levels of conceit that is hard sometimes for the brain to fathom. Q can be summarized with the government fixing government. That's exactly what it is. But they're leading through opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it themselves. Friends, these issues that we're dealing with, they create the problem, then they bring in the political resolve. They're the ones creating the problem. Folks, that's why they never make reference to the law that condemns their crimes, because if they did, you'd figure out the mess, and you'd know exactly who they are. Because why? Romans 3:20 tells us, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We're going to come right back. I want to show you something really cool in just a moment here.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Exactly right. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, again, whenever you guys make it your show, it's your show. Thanks for the call, Eric, and I totally appreciate your insight. I do want to say this. My son, don't want to say too much, but he called me yesterday, and he said, Dad, have you seen this? And I said, no, I'm aware of it. I know Liz Collins. I know Alpha News in Minneapolis here, super cool people. And they just did a brand new documentary. And the documentary is called The Fall of Minneapolis. Have you guys seen this? Pretty crazy stuff. Here, I'll show it to you on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. This is the documentary. If you have not seen it, it's about George Floyd. I'm about halfway through it right now, okay? So I can't really comment on my thoughts on this. I'm still trying to get over the fact that regardless of who the dude was on the ground, when he's saying he can't breathe, I'm trying to figure out what they didn't understand about he couldn't breathe. But again, I said I'm halfway through it right now, and it was interesting. George Floyd was saying that the entire time he was disregarding commands that police were giving. This is all the information the police or the mainstream media did not give. This is all the information that the federal and state governments were withholding. You know how I tell you they're trying to create domestic insurrection? That's exactly what happened here with the fall of Minneapolis. Okay, that's all I can give you right now. Much of it's been fabricated. Much of it's been concealed, withheld. Matter of fact, throughout the whole process of this to keep the destruction going forward in the state of Minneapolis or Minnesota in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, it's interesting. Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, man, they were pushing forward. They were talking about all this righteous indignation spurring these kids on to keep destroying the city the best way they could. Righteous indignation, said Tim Walz. And he said, people of conscience. I mean, you can't make it up. What do they need to do to tell you who they are? I mean, hey, folks, if I go to an apple tree and there's apples hanging on the branch of that tree, guess what? That's an apple tree. And when we take it to the good in the righteous, friends, versus that which is not good, profane, unholy, wicked, when you see that kind of fruit hanging on the branches of an administration like Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, which are both plants, friends, there's no doubt about it. Look at they're responsible for doing. Look at how many times they've transgressed the Constitution and the laws found within. That's all they have to do it as once. But I guess in America, they can do it as much as they want to, and they still have a right to be there, right? I mean, that's how ridiculous people have become. Here, I want to show you something really quick for the duration of the show. And I want to show you, because the media has done this to me 1,000 times. They never ask me questions. They just attack. They just drive the narrative. They just want you to believe what they have to say about Bradley Dean. Don't ever ask Bradley questions. That's why you have to film everything. Everything. It's defamatory, friends. That's exactly what it is. It's dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous what they're doing. And the media doesn't have a right to do it. They must be held accountable. Let me go back to the 90s. Do you guys remember Rodney King? I just want to show you how all of this works. So before taking for face value the media and the useful idiots that you say you don't believe, give it a little time, because patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Just give it a minute before you make a conclusion, okay? Let me go back to Rodney King. Do you remember when the four police officers were found innocent, not guilty, concerning the crimes that were committed against Rodney King back in the 90s? Do you remember how the mainstream media instantly and instantaneously implied that the jury was a bunch of rednecks? Do you guys all remember this? Yet the testimony of 58 witnesses and over 200 exhibits presented at the trial happened to be the information that was purposely withheld from the American people. Here, I want to share that information with you really quick. This is going to blow you away. Not if you're at the end of their little blunts, I can tell you that, because it's common for these people to commit the crimes that they're doing, committing, because the people at large, the innocent, don't deal with the guilty. Okay? This is what was revealed to the jury. Again, what the mainstream media kept hidden. Did you know that Rodney King was driving recklessly at 115 miles per hour? But what did they show you? They kept showing you the same video of where the police were bringing him down to a submissive state, right? By force. Why did they do that? Listen, King was driving at a reckless speed out of 115 miles per hour. His arrest culminated in an 8.5 mile chase, cutting across numerous lanes of expressway traffic, and he ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Rodney King was a convicted felon who was out on parole for armed robbery. Did you know that? No, nobody did. Did you know that he was driving 115 miles an hour? No, nobody did. Because the media didn't give you that information. They failed to divulge that information unto you, didn't it? Yes, they did. Did they tell you that there's an 8-mile chase where he was endangering the lives of innocent bystanders by going through red lights? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The mainstream media withheld that information. Did the mainstream media also report to you that King was a convicted felon on parole for armed robbery? No, nobody knew that neither. Did you know that there were two other black passengers in King's car? Because that's where they go, right? They want to divide people by the color of their skin. Regardless of Acts 17:26 tells us that all nations are one blood. We have one father, Malachi 2. We all have one father, okay? There were two other black passengers in King's car, Rodney King's, but they cooperated with the police. They were handcuffed and later released without incident. Did you know that? Nope. The media didn't divulge that information, did they? No. Did you know that King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol during that particular time? Nope. The mainstream media never told you that. Did you know that Rodney King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car, and when he finally did come out, he began to act erratically, dancing around, and then began to make lewd gestures to a female police officer, ignoring a command to get down on the ground. King was then tackled by the police officers, only to rise up in opposition by throwing off the police officers. Did you see that video on the mainstream media? Nope. Nope, that was all concealed, wasn't it? Yep, same thing with George Floyd. That's what's coming out now, friends. Okay, it's called The Fall of Minneapolis. The Fall of Minneapolis. If you have not seen it, take the time to see it. Okay, going back to Rodney King, did you know that Rodney King was subdued by officers, not officer, more than one? Who attempted to subdue King with a stun gun. The gun failed in subduing the 260-pound King. Did you know that? Nope. We were never told any of that underlying information that would have been pertinent for the American people to know the difference, right? In other words, the LA riots probably would have never happened had all that information been given to the people. But did the mainstream media share that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The video which the mainstream media failed to broadcast is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public where King was charging the officers. Did you hear about that? Nope. So the bottom line here is that the mainstream media withheld critical information in this particular case, the Rodney King case, even going so far as to give a black-white response fuel to the fire when the verdict of not guilty came out, which incited the Los Angeles riots. Who is responsible for inciting those riots? Politicians and the mainstream media. By withholding information that was pertinent to the American people to understand what was going on. Going back to George Floyd, Tim Walz, I mean, the guy's an absolute crook. The state knows that he's an absolute crook. And I'm not talking about a little here and a little there. No, folks, the state knows that he's no good, that he's a communist. The same thing with Keith Ellison. Hey, folks, if they're there to enforce the law, then do it. If they don't, then you should be the first one standing against it. But I'll tell you what, friends. This documentary coming out right now is only going to reaffirm the position that we've always taken. That when politicians do their job, we stand with them. They're called representatives. They're called statesmen. Okay? Politician is a slang word for corrupt individuals that work for special interest groups. So it's our duty to stand against them for the smallest jot and tittle of any transgression of law. Read Article 2, Section 4. Hence, they must be removed. Hence, they must be charged rather than them charging the innocent for crimes they didn't commit. Talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ever.